what I think is so important and what really came through what the kids were talking about was the fact that these wise men were seeking. That's what I want to think about. I enjoyed seeing them going round and round, and Callum was a very enthusiastic wise man. He was desperate to get there. But they were seeking. They were looking for something. But the wise men, they're kind of strange characters. And they fit in a whole line of strange characters in the Bible. And these characters, they turn up every now and then, seemingly out of nowhere. And they play some kind of role in God's plans. They're not generally from God's people, the Israelites, the Jews, they're foreigners. But they just turn up. Some of them are mentioned in a couple of verses. Some of them have a little bit more, like the wise men. They're probably the ones that we know best. Some of them have a few chapters. And there's one I just want to say a little bit about, who was probably stranger than most. He was a prophet, and his name was Balaam. Now, we don't know a lot about Balaam, except that he also was not part of God's people, ethnically. And he was most famous in his time for being able to bless or curse people. He was a man whose words were known to be powerful. He lived well over 1,000 years before Jesus, when God's people, the Israelites, were wandering in the desert between Egypt and the Promised Land. And you can find out about him in Numbers 22 to 24. And Balaam was hired by some of Israel's enemies. They were worried about this massive crowd of people who were wandering around the borders of their lands. And they hired Balaam to curse them. God told them, don't go with them. But Balaam didn't listen. And God had to use a very unusual means to speak to Balaam. He spoke to him through a donkey. He's probably not the only man in the Bible who was more stubborn than a mule, but that's another story. God wanted to bless his people. God wanted to do good to his people. And so Balaam discovered, much to the annoyance of the people who were paying him, that actually he couldn't curse them. He simply couldn't do it. He could only say good things about God's people. He blessed them instead. And one of the things he said was this: a star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. Balaam was predicting that a conqueror, a scepter, the symbol of a ruler, a conqueror would come. He would outshine the enemies of God's people, and he would rule. A couple of centuries later, King David came, and he conquered the enemies of Israel, and he brought peace. But the peace that David brought didn't last very long. So even with David, the greatest of the kings of Israel, the words of this peculiar character, Balaam, they were still waiting to be fulfilled. They were still looking for the star to come out of Jacob, for the scepter to rise out of Israel. And so we come to these other strange characters. These wise men who walk onto the pages of Scripture from we don't know where. Somewhere in the East, possibly Persia. They did a lot of sky watching in Persia, but they did that in lots of places. Maybe they'd heard some of the Old Testament predictions about the Messiah from the Jews who were still in Persia. We just don't know. They just appear. They just appear. Actually, we don't really know anything about them except for the fact that they watched the stars. It was a common thing in those days to try and read the stars to make sense of the world, and also to try and make sense of the future from the stars. It's not really a very reliable way of understanding anything. And yet, even though they were looking really in the wrong place, God allowed them to understand something amazing from what they saw. We say, well, why then? There are other ancient accounts of astrologers believing that the birth of kings was seen in the stars. But these ones seem to understand that there was something more going on. And they set out on this considerable journey with expensive gifts for this new king. They knew that this was King of Israel. I don't think they were just reading the stars to try and read world events. I don't think they were just trying to interpret the future. I think they were seeking something more. That's why they were the ones who went on this journey. They understood that this star meant more than the king of somewhere, some nowhere country. I mean, as we heard in the quiz, the king wasn't even really a king. He was appointed by Caesar. He was just a puppet king. They knew that this king that was shown in the stars was a king and a ruler of far greater significance. The star wasn't just telling them that the king had come. The star was telling them something about the king. Just like that prophecy of Balaam had said. This king was the star, if you like, the light of the world. He was the scepter, the ruler, the prince of peace that Isaiah prophesied. And that's who they were seeking. That's why they went on this journey. Now, of course, as we heard from the kids, they got to Jerusalem and they soon discovered that there was no king in Jerusalem. Well, there was Herod. No other king in Jerusalem. This king was not what they expected. He wasn't in a palace. He wasn't part of the royal family. He wasn't part of any noble, significant family. No family that Herod knew. And so they were sent, thanks to a ancient prophecy, to a little insignificant town 5 miles south of the capital, 6 miles south of the capital. And there was this little humble king with his poor family. Probably didn't look much like a king. Didn't live in a house that looked anything like where a king would live. But they weren't put off. They didn't stop seeking. These strange characters had found this king in the strangest of circumstances. And yet they knew that this was exactly what they were looking for. And so they gave him their equally strange gifts. Just as the prophets foretold time and again, the world was bringing its wealth to God's chosen king. Again, I doubt that the wise men understood the full significance of their gifts, but God had given them an incredible insight. They gave him gold. Maybe that's obvious. It's a good gift for a king. They gave him frankincense. That's a bit strange. Frankincense was used in worship. But then, of course, this king was also God. And they gave him myrrh. That's the strangest of them all, because myrrh was used in embalming a dead body. This child that they sought was a king, and was also God, yet would be the king who would die. Who would die for them and for the sin of the world, whose rule of peace would start with his own death that brings peace with God. So these wise men, we don't know much about them. We don't know how much they understood of what they were doing. But they saw the star. They knew that this was no ordinary king. They found him in the humblest of circumstances and yet knew that this was the greatest king of all. Here was the star, the light of the world. Here was the scepter, the ruler of all, whose birth meant that nothing would ever be the same again. So again, we say, well, why did God reveal this to them, these strange wise men? Because they were sick. They didn't know God. They probably didn't know his word. They perhaps didn't even fully understand what they were looking for, but they were seeking, and God brought them to him. They're a part of the fulfillment of God's words in another place in Isaiah. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that did not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and of the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That still applies to us. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We sometimes see the phrase, wise men seek him still. And the question is, are we going to be wise? Will we be wise enough to recognize that our knowledge is not enough, that our goodness is not enough, that we need God? Will we be wise enough to accept that God did not come to us in the way we might expect, but as a humble king? Who came to die, and then to rise, and to reign forever. Now, until he returns, he can still be found. So let's be wise and seek him. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you do things in unexpected ways.